welcome, everybody.
I just want to say how good this group looks. And my most memorable event of this morning was watching Randy try to tie a tie in the men's room, and he did a good job. Eventually, we pulled up a YouTube, and it worked for us. Because this is quite a day. This is an epic day for us. A transfer of leadership, a very peaceful, unified, happy day of transferring leadership. Right, Randy?
Yes.
Right, Joe? Gary? Mike? You guys good? Okay, they're all good. The guys on the front row are good, so I think we'll be good too. But happy that everybody's here. And if you don't mind, I'll just ask a blessing over our proceedings and we'll get started. Father, our great and almighty God, and Jesus, our brother, our Lord, our Savior, we come before you, and Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would guide these proceedings. You have brought us here today, and you've been working in the lives of us for so, so very long, and just in meaningful ways. We just want to say thank you for how you love us. Thank you for how you draw us to yourself. Thank you for GCI. Thank you that we are a church marked by grace, a church that communion really describes who we are, because you are a God of communion and you draw us into relationship. And not only with you, but you bind us to each other too. We belong to each other. And today, even as we move positions of leadership, and some are going to step down, others are going to step up, and we thank you for the calling that you put on the life of our leaders and the way that you work with them. We thank you for Joe. We thank you for Gary. We thank you that they're not just going away and we don't ever see them again. We have eternity to be together, and we thank you for your master plan and the way that you work that out. But we also pray a special blessing with Randy and Mike today as they step into their new roles. We just pray your blessing over them. So be with our time together, our proceedings. We just pray that you would be glorified through everything that we do and say here. And we ask your blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome, everyone. We're so glad that you're here. Our GCI board, our GCS board, and many of our church leaders are gathered here. And we're the GCI family, friends, being here for a ceremony that we've not done in a long time. And so, again, this is historic, and we're so glad that you're here to participate. And we just ask that everyone enjoy themselves and ask that everyone just congratulate those who are going to be honored here today as we go through this ceremony. As we get started, I'd like to call up our vice chair for the board, the GCI board, our newly appointed vice chair, Pastor Tommy Grant, who will lead us in prayer and in scripture reading. So Tommy, if you would come up.
Good afternoon. Our scripture reading today will be coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, and be reading from the New International Version. To the elders among you, I appeal as fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the sheep shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Let us pray. Gracious Father, Son, Spirit, we come to you now thanking you so very much for this opportunity to be together. We ask, Father, that you will just be with us here. We want to thank you for being the great God that you are, a God of grace and God of mercy. But at this time, Father, we pray that you will just take charge of everything that's said and done, that these proceedings, that this transition, that this succession ceremony will be according to your will. So we pray that you will be with everyone here, Father, that you will touch everyone, Father, that we will continue to follow in your ways. Give us the courage and strength, Father, to stand up for you and to do according to your will. So, Father, at this time, we pray that you will bless everyone that's here. And as we proceed forward, Father, we ask that you would just take charge and the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Tommy. Well, this is an historic day for Grace Communion International, as well as Grace Communion Seminary. Today is a benchmark of events where we celebrate the work of Dr. Joseph Tkach and celebrate the work of Dr. Gary Detto and what they have meant to us as a fellowship and the contributions they've made. So we're here to honor you. We're also here to welcome Randy Bloom, Dr. Randy Bloom, into the role of chairman for both the church and for the seminary. We're also here recognizing Dr. Mike Morrison to step into the role as the president for the seminary. So again, this is a historic day. It's a day of peaceful and orderly transition. Isn't it great to be a part of a body that has unity and love and joy and appreciation for one another? So we get to be a part of that. So often when leadership transitions happen, sometimes they're not quite so joyous and not quite so peaceful, but we get to enjoy that, and we thank the Holy Spirit for giving us that spirit of unity. So again, we're happy to have you here. It's also a rare time, especially as we've gone through the pandemic and that we've not been able to travel and to meet together. It's a rare occasion that we have both our Grace Communion Seminary Board and our Grace Communion International Denominational Board here together. So what I would like to do is I would like to invite our Grace Communion Seminary Board members, if you would rise and come up to the front to be recognized. So you know who you are. Yes. Let's get you in the middle between these. Yeah, we're going to actually get a picture here. Can be seated. And thank you for your service. And if the GCI board members, if you would go ahead and rise and come to the front as well and join me here at the front. You can be seated. Thank you also for your service, your time of commitment to serving the church. You know, board members, both with the seminary and with the church, are trustees. They're trustees of the vision for our church, for our seminary, for the strategies, the budgets. The general welfare of our denomination is part of what they take responsibility for. They are the governing agents that oversee, actually with the GCI board, they oversee myself as the president and our management team. And so we're very grateful to have them in that role. We're blessed to have a very able governing board that works with our management team for the benefit of the church in the way that we operate. So it's a blessing to have people who have experience, who have wisdom, who bring a sense of joy and actual teamwork to the responsibility of overseeing our church. And sometimes this is not always seen. Our board members do a lot of work behind the scenes, and our church across the world doesn't always recognize and understand how that the board plays such a significant role in who we are as a church. So this will be a great opportunity as we record the events today that we get to explain this and show this to our church around the world. So the ceremony is being recorded for that very purpose. So thank you once again to the board members. Today, we will participate as Dr. Gary Detto passes the GCS presidency over to Dr. Morrison.
My final task here is to pass on the responsibility of Grace Communion Seminary president to my elected successor, approved by our board of directors, Dr. Michael Morrison. It was part of my responsibility to search for a candidate to serve as my successor and make a recommendation to our chair, Joe Tkach, and the board. Over the course of nearly 3 years, I considered a number of potential candidates. They included those with whom I've had long-standing relationships of 20 or more years in academic circles, and those who are committed also to training persons for pastoral ministry. That's a unique combination. About 8 months ago, it became clear to me also that no one could serve better than our dean, Michael Morrison. Teaching for the seminary, organizing its curriculum, overseeing the faculty, and standing at the seminary's operational hub, he has the most intimate and in-depth knowledge of the actual day-to-day workings of the seminary. Having served through two administrations, he also has been vitally involved in the development and related executive decisions that has brought the seminary to its current standing. Mike has also been serving as associate pastor for the GCI Glendora congregation, and that's a demonstration of his personal commitment to Jesus Christ, his church, and the calling and mission of the seminary to equip the saints for pastoral ministry. So let me now, by means of this ceremony, pass on to Dr. Michael Morrison the office of president of Grace Communion Seminary to be effective as of January 1st, 2022. Thank you.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
You are very appreciated.
Thank you.
Now I'm supposed to pray for you.
All right, it's my privilege to pray for Mike. Gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are so grateful that you make yourself known to each one of us and that you enable us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We thank you for providing your body with members who can serve you, work in your name, and provide a ministry and mission to those around us. And so now we thank you for Mike. We thank you for all the years of his service in all so many different ways. And now we're counting on your continual faithfulness to oversee, to guide, to encourage, to strengthen, and enable Mike to continue to serve you now with this new responsibility of president. And we ask that by your Holy Spirit, by your word, by your very presence, as Mike then leads the GCS staff, that you, above all, would glorify your name through us, your servants. And so we commit Mike to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Gary, for your words of affirmation. Thanks to Russell, Joe, Greg, and others who encouraged me to accept this role. My original plan, didn't quite work. but I see here an opportunity to use what God has given me to continue serving the church. God has been able to use me in the past, and apparently he wants to use me some more. He has surprised me in the past, and he'll probably surprise me in the future. I can make my plans, but the real plan is not my will, but his be done. The first president of our seminary was Russell Duke, with experience in ministry, teaching theology, and educational administration. The second was Gary Detto, who had extensive training and experience in teaching theology. my training has been different in the area of biblical studies. In some seminaries, biblical studies is one area, theology is another, and never the twain shall meet. There is rivalry, distrust, sometimes animosity between the specializations, but we at GCS want integration rather than separation. We want biblical studies to be done from the perspective of Trinitarian theology. We want theology to be based on a good understanding of Scripture. As T.F. Torrance says, the church must always turn to the Holy Scriptures as the immediate source and norm of all revealed knowledge of God and of His saving purpose in Jesus Christ. When I first became a Christian, my primary question, what does the Bible say? Even before I came to Ambassador College, I was compiling verses relevant to various topics, categorizing, organizing them. After Ambassador, I went to work on what we call the Bible Correspondence Course, organizing scriptures on various topics. When my supervisor at work said that all employees needed to pursue an accredited degree relevant to their job, well, I looked around at our employees. I saw some studying theology, some church history, some Old Testament, but no one was studying New Testament. So I volunteered for that. I still had the question, what does the Bible say? And eventually, what does it mean? What significance does it have for us? I don't think I even understood the question until after I started teaching at Grace Communion Seminary. One of my friends ends every email with a quote, "The best way to learn something is to teach it." So I'm a better teacher now than when we started back in 2004. I thank GCS for helping me learn and grow. My training has been in biblical studies, and as informed by theology and ministry. I carry some of this perspective into my role as president. But I don't foresee any major changes in our curriculum. I don't think we have enough students to warrant the addition of many new courses or programs. Briefly, what are my goals for the seminary? First, I want to be able to retire from my job as dean of faculty and hand that off to Lance. Second, I want to stick around long enough to help the seminary renew its accreditation in the year 2025. And third, I need to find somebody to replace me. And fourth, I want the seminary and the church to continue our mutually beneficial relationship. I'm concerned for the church internationally and domestically. We have quality, good, graduate level courses for our pastors, ministry leaders, and of course I don't want to change that, but I would like to do more for our many ministry leaders who cannot sign up for a graduate level program. Although our resources are stretched thin, I think that we can do something for more for those folks, for the future of the church and the work that God does through us. I'll close with a quote from 2 Corinthians 3:5. I'm taking it out of context, as scriptures usually are. But I think the principle applies. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. And one of the ways that God brings competence is through a team of people who work well together. So I thank the faculty and the staff, accounting, IT, for your important role in the future of Grace Communion Seminary and Grace Communion International.
In October of 2018, that was three long years ago, because we've had this thing called COVID in between, but it's only been 3 years that Dr. Joseph Tkach, my friend, passed the baton of GCI president to me. And I'm very grateful, Joe, that you remained our board chair. And Joe told me in a personal conversation, he said, I'm here to help make your path smooth. And you have. Thank you for that. So this is a hallmark change for our denomination. Joe has been in this role for only 26 years. And I wish we had time to enumerate all of the blessings and all of the good things that have come. We did talk about that in our board meeting today, and it's just incredible how the Lord has worked through you. I call Joe the ambassador of grace and goodwill, and he is. And it's been through his leadership that our church has been transformed and that we're all, you know, here today, and I think closer in our relationship to Father, Son, and Spirit because of your leadership. So thank you.
So, I didn't plan to be so emotional, but it's an emotional time for me. And Randy is a fellow old geezer. We have a few other old geezers. And old geezers reach a point in life when it's time they should rotate. And it's my time to rotate. And I'm reminded of a story about an old physician named Dr. Geezer. And he became very bored in his retirement, and he decided to reopen a medical clinic. And he put a sign outside his clinic, and he said, Dr. Geezer's clinic, get your treatment for $500. If not, get your $1,000 back. I'll double it. So this young doctor, Dr. Digger Young, was positive that he could get the best of this old geezer, because he knew a lot about medicine. So he went to the clinic and said, Dr. Geezer, I've lost all the taste in my mouth. Can you help me? He said, nurse, please bring medicine from box 22. Put 3 drops in Dr. Young's mouth. Oh, that's gasoline. Congratulations, you got your taste back. It'll be $500. Well, Dr. Young was pretty annoyed, got the best of him. And he thought, oh, I'll get him again. I'll go back. I'll get him this time. He said, I've lost my memory, and I cannot remember anything. Nurse, would you please bring that vial from box 22? And he says, oh, no, you don't. That stuff's gasoline. Well, congratulations. You got your memory back. Be $500. So Dr. Young leaves angrily. He's spent $1,000 trying to get the best of this old geezer, and it hasn't worked, and he decided, I'm going to try one more time. So I went in and said, look, my eyesight's becoming weak. I can hardly see anything. And he said, well, I'm sorry. I don't have any medicine or a cure for that. Here, let me give you $1,000. And he handed him a $10 bill. I love when you know what's coming. He said, this isn't $1,000. Well, praise God, you got your vision back. God can still do miracles too. Moral of the story is, just because you're young doesn't mean you can't smart out. You can outsmart the old geezer. And Randy is still young enough, but old enough to be a geezer. He has a foot in both worlds. And that's what we need in our new leadership. So I'm going to say a prayer, brother. Okay. Please join me. Merciful Father, as I think about you, as I pray, I think of your triune majesty, a plan of genius throughout the ages, with your Son being the center of it, powered by your Holy Spirit, and how he energizes us to do the work you give us to do. As we pray now and turn over the helm of this organization to our new chair, Randy Bloom, I pray that your Holy Spirit energizes him in all those important ways. I have known him for many years now, appreciate him, not only as a friend, but a dear brother. So we hand over the reins to him. We know, Father, that you've been with him. We've seen the fruits in his life, the ministry he has led, the people he has befriended, both in and outside our fellowship. He brings praise to us, Father, and we thank you for him and turn him to you now in this new role. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Love you, brother. Love you too,
brother. Does somebody really expect me to say something after this? Thank you, Joe, for so many things on so many levels. And it was the summer of 1988, and Debbie and I were sitting in a worship service in Atlanta, Georgia. It was a special occasion because Joe's dad was there. Churches from all around the Southeast came in. Some of you remember some of those occasions. And at the end of the service, at the end of the sermon, Joe's dad said, "Randy Bloom, I want you to come up here." And I was sitting there thinking things that, you know, I probably shouldn't have been thinking. So I have, what is going on here? What did I do, really? You know, his dad proceeded to ordain me as what we called a preaching elder in those days. So that was a wonderful memory. We've got some pictures of those we ran across recently as we were going through some of our archives. And so that alone would, you know, to experience that and then for you to pray for me as you did just now is a great honor. Back in around 1995, sometime 94, 95, as we were working through some of our challenging transition, to put it mildly, I was wrestling with some of the concepts and the new things that we were hearing, and going to some of the conferences as a pastor, listening to what people were saying, and Joe, of course, was leading the way in that, and I don't know, something made me feel like I could go up and talk to this guy. So I mustered up the courage to go up and talk to who was then the director of church administration, which was a scary thing in those days. Not so much that, but going up and talking to this guy. But I went up and I said, "Okay, so, Mr. DeKotch, you've talked about some resources that you have referred to in your journey that really helped you to be able to grasp and understand some of the things that you're saying. Would you recommend some of those to me?" And of course, there were a couple, but one in particular was Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. I took it home, I read it, my life changed. Spirit began to speak things to me that had not yet been quite clear enough. And from there it went, and I've been forever grateful for Joe moving me in that direction. And then other times, conversations that we had from afar, sometimes by phone, he was helpful in many, many other ways. And then, you know, just through the process of time and ministry opportunities, we got to be friends, and we got to be good enough friends. We both have agreed completely that it's a good thing the Lord brought us together later in life. Because if it had happened in high school, we might not have made it. If it had happened in college, we might not have gotten through college, because we share so many interests and, you know, quirky interests and so many things that we've been able to share over the years. But in particular, the understanding and the love of Christian theology. And I do remember also one time I said, "Joe, you know, this was again back in the late 90s, how in the world have you ever survived? You know, how did you get through this? How have you managed?" And I was expecting, you know, 3-step process, 12-step process maybe. And he said, I just had leaned on Jesus as never before. It was just that plain, simple, clear answer, and that too alone was a tremendous help and has been over the years, and have been over these last couple years. As you know, most of you know, I had every intention of retiring a year and a half ago, and Greg started to talk to me about serving on the board, and then it went and morphed from there to where we stand today. And I've just got to say, these last couple of years, this whole journey, I know most of you can appreciate, this whole journey has just been unbelievable. As I was putting together some words to say today, I started to take a walk down the trail that's behind our house. And I'll just take it as the spirit stirring within, but I just, for some reason, I just started to reflect upon my whole life. And I thought, oh good, I hope I'm not going to die because my whole life is passing before me now. But it didn't. I started to reflect upon from a young boy, my earliest memories, like 4 or 5 years old, a little boy in Ohio, and you know, and then just over the years, and it began, things began to occur to me of things that happened to me, opportunities that came along that I just, today I'm just still even baffled and astounded that this little toe-headed kid was had this life's journey. Okay, now I know others have had, everybody has a unique and wonderful life journey, but when I was looking back, I just was astounded by this, and I really couldn't really do much work on this. But thinking about the whole journey and being here today and being here with you and sharing in this journey together with you and many who aren't here today, it's the whole life has just been an honor. The whole life has just been a movement of grace. My whole life has just been unbelievable, and it's just been a great honor serving these last couple years on the board along with other board members who are of the highest caliber. I just think highly of them, all the board members, the presidents past and current, and it's just people who are people of great integrity and competence, and I look forward to the next years ahead, whatever they may be, the next few years anyway, that we have to work together with a great sense of hope and anticipation, simply by looking back on my life, but also looking back on the journey of Grace Communion International, which others today have already touched on, and helped us to remember the grace of God and what it's been like with His hand on us over the decades. It's just been absolutely remarkable. And I know we give God all credit. We look to Jesus and all these things. But folks, I got to tell you, without this lady right here by my side, I know I wouldn't have made it through the difficult times and great times, wonderful, joyful times, unbelievable. The prod and the encouragement, working through degrees, educational degrees. She was just, I'd wake up at night with my heart pounding thinking, what am I doing? And she would just calm me down. So you can do this, honey, you can do this. And she'd talk about the benefits of it, I know Jesus brought her into my life. I am whoever and whatever I am by the grace of God and by the influence of this woman in my life, for which I am very grateful. I know you share in admiration for and appreciation for the work of GCI and GCS staff and the leaders, Gary Ditto and Russell, who I've admired from afar. Most of our ministry journey hasn't really crossed all that often, but when it has, I've kind of been in awe and in appreciation for the work that he's done over the years. And of course, Joe DeCotch. And we know that these are men who have set an example of godly leadership for us, haven't they? And they have been a part of working with the Spirit to bring about historic change, manage historic change in this part of the body of Jesus that we call GCI, but also dealing with all the ramifications of those changes, you know, good, bad, and ugly, and in between, and setting the course for the future, and all with a love for Jesus, a love for people, a love for you and our global family in GCI, but also also sometimes a great personal sacrifice. And I thank you for that. And I want to thank your wives too, okay? Tammy, Phyllis, okay? All these years, decades of being there and sorry for that reminder about the years, but it's a long time, and to where honor is due, it should be given that, again, the love, the support, the encouragement, because I know you guys couldn't have done it without them as well. Some of the accomplishments have already been listed, so I won't go back through all of those, but I can't help but think of GCS and the accreditation and the master's degree, the most recently Master of Divinity. Most of you probably know that that's referred to as a terminal degree for pastoral ministry. Having been through it, I can tell you it's well-named, terminal. You know, the sale of three major properties, and one we were talking about in Pasadena, just one of the most complex real estate deals in the United States. And Joe piloted a group of people, team of people, through that. Bylaw revisions, most significantly, has already been mentioned about the splitting of chair and president. Those roles, I was telling my son-in-law about this, and he said, oh, that's a good thing you guys have done that. You needed to have done that. And he works in the corporate world. He works with major, serious global companies at the administrative and executive levels. And he said this, more and more companies are moving to that. They're recognizing the need for this. Most of Europe is that way already. The U.S. is starting to catch up. He said, this is a good thing you guys have done this. And it is. The doctrinal clarity and integrity that we have with you at the helm and others being a part of that, and a clear focus on Jesus and Jesus' mission and his purpose for the church. The role of both boards is to oversee and safeguard the doctrinal integrity, the missional vision, and the financial stability of GCI and GCS. The presidents manage that, and they're accountable to their respective boards. Oversight is accomplished through the work of executive committees, and the executive committees include the chair, the president, the treasurer, in the case of GCI board, they also the vice chair. But also, this is also done through various committees, the audit committee, finance committee, nomination, disaster relief, 403B management, and doctrinal committees. All work together to provide the oversight for the organization. And the role of the board chair is to lead the board in the oversight of the organizations and to provide an extra level of accountability, support, and encouragement for the presidents. And I guess this is probably the part I look forward to the most, and I already enjoy the most, having had some good, strong interaction with Greg the last couple years, that being able to be there to help them do what they do as the managers and the administrators in their various areas of responsibility. Greg with the global vision and mission and administration of GCI, and Mike with the administration of the leading of the mission and the vision of GCS. And I've said it before, and I feel it worth repeating, and I don't mind saying it over and over again. I'm retired, but I feel good about doing what I've been asked to do. I've always been extremely reluctant to say no to things that I've been asked to do, even sometimes to my own hurt, but I don't think that's the case here. I feel confident that this is going to go fine, and I do for two reasons. One is I have confidence in Greg and Mike, and their competency, their dedication, their abilities and their integrity to do what they had to do as presidents of GCI and GCS. And I also have confidence in Jesus. And I know they have confidence in Jesus. And I know that's who they're going to look to for the guidance and the direction that they need to do what they have to do, which are enormous tasks. Our shared vision in Grace Communion International is to follow Jesus, to participate in the work of the Holy Spirit, to develop healthy congregations. Have you heard that before? You're going to hear it some more. To develop healthy congregations in this part of the body we call GCI, this includes providing high-quality education and training and support for all of our pastors and ministry leaders within the expectation of high challenge, high support, but grace always. The Lord has been with us. The Lord has been and is and will be faithful to us as we continue to follow the Holy Spirit in all things. Let's together follow Jesus, work together to participate in His ministry, to preach the gospel of Jesus, to make disciples, to be a part of the work of the Holy Spirit, to change lives, to change communities, and to pave the way for the return of our glorious Savior. Shall we? And let's hold fast to the vision of building healthy churches. And some of you know I'm going to say this. And starting new churches. All to the glory of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What a glorious day this has been. Thanks for giving us some humor too, Joe. You were on point today. Thank all of you for the service you give. Both boards that are here, it's fantastic to have all of you here. The love and the support is palpable. It's obvious that we have been blessed by the love of Jesus and who we are as a fellowship. The love we have, the joy we have, even the laughter. I appreciate Joe saying that he was a bit of a joker. I was likewise in that role myself. But again, I want to thank everyone for being here, and Mike and Randy, thank you for saying yes to the call on your life at this time. Thank you for all the ones who have gone before. Gary Russell in the seminary, we're preparing such a foundation to step in. Joe, the foundation that you've given me to be able to be the president of our organization, I couldn't have done it otherwise. And I also want to say to Joe and to Gary and Russell who are here, thank you for continuing to serve even on into the future. They're going to remain on our doctrinal committee. Gary's already working with people overseas. We're wearing out Zoom. I think between Kathy and Gary, they should be given stock in Zoom or something because they do such a wonderful job in reaching to people around the world. Thank you for doing that. Again, this is a glorious day. It's a wonderful day to see the transition. It's good, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that others can increase. And I love the spirit that we have in our fellowship. I love the spirit that Jesus has in His body and that we're a part of that. Amen. And I'm going to ask Dr. Bloom to come back up and to give us a prayer of dismissal at this time. And make it a GCI prayer. You know what I mean.
Actually, you don't want a GCI prayer. Our Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, most Holy Spirit, praise and glory and all honor be to You. Thank You for Your calling on our lives, for making us in Your image, for loving us, for not being God without us, for bringing us together as a fellowship, making it possible for us to know each other, be friends, brothers and sisters together in life, in ministry, and in the hope that we have of a life eternal We pray that you provide the guidance that we all need in life. New presidents, faculty members, pastors, staff. Lord, we all look to you and we need your guidance. We need your grace. And we need the Spirit to help us to live out the grace in all things, in all times, all people that we interact with. Thank you for honoring us the way that you do. Go with us. We pray in the most holy and worthy name, Jesus Christ.